Repentance in the ministry of Jesus. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zabulon and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zabulon, and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death light is sprung up." From that time Jesus began to preach, and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew chapter 4 verse 12-17. Jesus came to call all to repentance. Then Jesus went out again by the sea, and all the multitude came to him, and he taught them. As Jesus passed by, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him. Now it happened, as he was dining in Levi's house, that many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw Jesus eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, "How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners, to repentance." Mark 2:13-17. Repentance is not an option. Then Jesus began to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done because they did not repent. "Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works, which were done in you, had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works, which have been done in you, had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you." Matthew chapter 11 verse 20-24. "For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and you, when you had seen it, repented not afterwards, that you might believe him." Matthew chapter 21 verse 32. True repentance averts judgment. There were present at that season some that told Jesus of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, "Do you suppose that those Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no, but, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell, and killed them, do you think that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke chapter 13 verse 1-5. This is really important. You have to know this. From the very beginning of his public ministry, Jesus proclaimed the same message as John: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But unlike John, Jesus was the king of that kingdom. Jesus called not only Israel but all people, tax collectors, sinners, cities, and religious leaders alike, to repent and believe. His call was urgent and his warning unmistakable: repentance is not optional. Jesus rebuked those who refused to repent, even when they witnessed miracles. He exposed the self-righteous who would not humble themselves, and warned them that judgment would be greater for those who heard but did not turn. Jesus did not come to affirm the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance, because without repentance, there is no forgiveness, no escape from perishing, and no entry into the kingdom. He declared plainly, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Luke chapter 13 verses 3-5. Therefore, let every heart hear and respond. The call of Jesus Christ is not to mere moral reform, but to a total turning of the heart to God. To ignore his voice is to remain in darkness. But to repent is to step into the light of life, to be healed, and to be gathered into his kingdom. Related posts.